Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Joining us right now, Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor. He's also the host of the Larry Kudlow Show, heard here on WMAL every Saturday. Larry, good morning.
Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Good, thank you. I want to talk to you about the healthcare bill.
Hey, good morning, Larry. This is Tom. It strikes me one of the fails of the Republican, at least messaging on Obamacare, as opposed to the substance, which is also, I think, deficient, is the failure to highlight the regulatory tax on, obviously, the premium growth, but not only that, but employers and such. Do you think the current plan under the Republican plan, both the Senate and the House, whatever the mix is going to be in the end, is going to be sufficient to deal with the sort of that massive regulatory tax on premium, with increased premiums, increased healthcare costs? You think they fix that in addition to the tax cuts they're going to propose under the plan?
No, actually. I think that the tax cuts are good under the plan. I mean, I don't know what the plan is yet because we just have this preliminary paper in the Senate. It hasn't passed the Senate, and that's got to go to the House. So we'll know about all that maybe this week, maybe not, or maybe next week and maybe not. But I think the biggest problem with the Republican approach is they haven't really convinced, they haven't made the sale to the general public that premiums are going to fall under their plan. Now, part of that is because we don't really know what their plan is. But part of it is also this issue. Why are premiums going to fall? The Congressional Budget Office is saying premiums may fall a tiny bit, not very much, but aren't going to be affected in a major way. And the CBO is saying, you're going to lose, I don't know, whatever the latest number is, 23 million people will be off the insurance hook altogether. I don't believe any of that stuff. I don't think the public cares much about what the CBO is. I don't think most people know what the CBO is. But here's what I think they know: premiums. And now mine add deductibles. So I don't think the Republican Party has made that sale. That's all. I may be wrong, but I don't think so. I mean, the polls, 16-17% favor the House Republican plan. It's not very good. Could be a real liability. So as far as the taxes and regular, well, I'll let you follow up on that because I don't want to go. I just want to make this case. I don't think the GOP has made the sale yet at all.
Larry, is it possible, when we talk about this on the air here, most people say, I just want the government to get out of it. I want to go back to the days of being able to buy my insurance plan and the government's not involved in it. I paid less. I got better care.
Yep.
Why can't we go back to that? Is it possible? I don't think we'll ever go back to those days.
Nope.
Will the government ever give up that control?
It's funny. I think it's a great point because, the GOP had a chance to repeal and or replace. And in some sense, repeal would have been a better strategy because of what you just said. A lot of people were very happy with how the system worked. Now, not everybody was very happy. And, these massive policy changes, you're going to have some malcontents. But I'll tell you, I remember before Obamacare, routinely polls would show that roughly 80% of people liked their health insurance, and they rather liked the private insurance companies. And if you go back, what Obama's saying is, well, they can't like them. First of all, insurance companies are horrible profit-seeking operations, and we don't like that because he was waging war on business. And secondly, he would say, we're not helping the elderly, we're not helping the sick, we're not helping the so-called prior conditions. That was one of the biggest points in them. And then they sprouted this gigantic regulatory state government-run behemoth, which then became known as Obamacare, which became a complete failure. So it's kind of weird, and the Republicans kind of fell into a trap. Now, I want to get rid of as much of Obamacare as I can, and so I'll see how they come out. But let me add one more regulatory thing that is still up in the air and goes to the point of premiums, which is something Ted Cruz has talked about, Senator Cruz. It's something Senator Lee has talked about. It's something that the House Freedom Caucus has talked about, and that is this. Are you or are you not going to get rid of the so-called essential benefits mandate? You follow me?
Yep.
In other words, they are going to get rid of the overall mandate, I think, which says if you don't buy anything, you're going to have to pay a penalty. All right, that was the tax. That was Justice Roberts' tax. But, they have not really said yet whether they're going to get rid of this other mandate, which is the mandate that is causing costs to go up, because there's like 12 things you have to buy no matter if you want them or not. And, you know, I don't really need maternity services because I'm not going to have another kid. And there's no reason why I should have to have that in my package because it just raises the cost. You follow me? There's a lot, you know, there's some states waivers in here, but it's all very muddled. And that's why I think the GOP's got some problems here no matter what they come up with.
Larry, as a segue, Ala Pundit, one of the commentators on Twitter and on the internet, tweeted, the Pass Whatever and Get to Tax Reform Act of 217 is in trouble. You know, obviously they want to move on. No one likes to deal with Obamacare and the Republican Party, but, you know, the tax reform is the next thing on the agenda.
That's
you think they're going to be handling that as well as they're doing Obamacare?
Well, look, many of us, Steve Moore and I and some others working in the campaign tax cuts, wanted tax cuts to come first. I think it was a significant mistake that the Republican House leadership decided to put tax cuts second. I think we're still paying for that mistake. And, you know, there too, so far the Republicans haven't exactly burned any rubber on putting something together that either the public knows about or, even better, the public likes. We don't know yet. I mean, I hope they use our plan. Look, I'll put a pitch in. Steve Moore and I have pushed the White House, the West Wing. We're going back in to push more. We call it three easy pieces. Take what you can get. Go to the business side first because you're not going to have time to pass the overall tax reform on individuals. So just go three easy pieces. One, 15% corporate tax rate. Two, immediate expensing of any new equipment and investment. And three, one-time repatriation at a reasonable 10% rate. That can pass. You know why it can pass? Because all Republicans agree with it, unlike health care. And you can knock that thing out in a week or two or three. I'm serious. And you could attach it legally and technically to the health care reconciliation bill. Can be done. They're both fiscal measures. That's the way out of this mess.
Yeah. Well, Larry, good luck.
I wish you
the best.
We've been pushing this. We're talking to people, you know, in the West Wing, senior. I'm not going to say who, but we're talking to people in the House and Senate. That's your way out. And that would be so totally unexpected. That would be a big, big win. Be a big win for the nation's economy. And health system be a big win for Trump.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. Thank you so much for your time, Larry. We always enjoy when you join us. Thank you, and you have a fantastic week.
Thanks, you too.
Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor and host of The Larry Kudlow Show here on WMAL.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.